nice. Like, so thanks for coming out. You survived the rapture, or didn't survive. You're still here, though. Welcome to SPLAB, Northwest Spoken Poetry Lab. And I'm Greg. I kind of volunteer here. Paul Nelson is here, and he co-founded SPLAB in 97 in Auburn, but we're now in Columbia City, Seattle. Real quick, I'm going to keep this brief. SPLAB is an intergenerational spoken word performance resource and outreach center that's dedicated to poetry, storytelling, conversation, debate, consciousness, and building community through shared experience of the spoken and written word. We do that regularly on Tuesdays here, where we have our living room critique circle, where people bring in their written work and share it, and we go through it and, you know, learn a lot. But we also have featured writers and readers. We had Nate Mackey and C.A. Conrad recently. Tonight we have some awesome readers too. But, I don't know. Thomas Walton is going to be introducing them in a minute. I met Thomas at the Breadline series, which I host on Capitol Hill. It's a monthly performance art series. You read some amazing stuff, and I didn't know you before that day. So I'm excited for you to, connect.
Sweet.
And share what you know and share who you know with the community. So everybody, welcome Thomas.
Thank you. Thanks, Greg.
No problem.
Somebody asked me where you guys got your funding, if you got grants.
We've gotten the grant for Four Culture, which is now has a bill going through the state legislature that needs support. And mostly we stay alive, pay our rent by people who drop $5 in the hat for events like this and for the Tuesday Night Writers Critique Circle. Actually, it's a cigar box. I put it by the wine. I figured that'd be a
good one. Everyone's looking for cigars in the morning.
Yeah, well, those were smoked long ago.
Okay, first, I want to say I love these three motherfuckers so much. And secondly, I want to observe. I'm reading off my handwritten introduction, so if I stumble, it's because my handwriting isn't very good. But I feel like we should observe a moment of silence for the recently deceased Mallarmé of the Mat, the Rimbaud of the Ring, the Heart Crane of the Headlock, Macho Man Randy Savage. Okay, that's long enough. Okay, so I edit Page Boy magazine, and I just want to plug the reading that we're going to have there on Saturday, June 4th at 8 p.m. Shannon Perry is going to be showing some watercolor portraits that she did that are amazing. The Myriad Minions are going to be performing musical mayhem. And Sarah Galvin, Sarah Erickson, Erica Wilder, Paul Nelson, and who is the self-proclaimed Splab Man, will be reading at that event as well. Okay, to tonight. Jesse Morse lives in Portland, Oregon. His work has recently appeared in Past Simple, Slack Lust, and Unheimlich. Work forthcoming in Pageboy magazine. He'll have two chapbooks out this year, Rotations, CL Press, or C underscore L Press. Okay.
I don't know.
And Paragraphs for Dolphins, Thuggery and Grace, which Richard and Eric and Walden are running. He runs the Smorg reading series in Portland, which is going to host the Pageboy reading in Portland on June 25th. He plays guitar, and evidently will be playing guitar here tonight as well, and sings in the Whirlies. He spends a lot of time outside with his dog, Hank. Okay. In the Illustrated Encyclopedia of Sex, Royton Publishing, 1950, the following quote appears under the heading Birth Control.
Not my specialty.
By means of artificially induced mating, it has been established that the bitch cannot be impregnated during the period between two rutting times. And as the bitch cannot be in rut more than twice in a year, this means that she can only be impregnated on 6 days in the year. Jesse Morse does not have this problem. Here now, then, is Jesse, the bearded lady, Morse. That's a WWF name. The bearded lady.
Yeah. I'm definitely down with that. Thanks, Thomas.
Sorry to interrupt. You got some moments to do.
That was quite the stellar introduction. Thanks so much. It's really fun to be here. Thanks so much, Paul and
Greg.
Greg, shit. Sorry. We just met.
Sorry, Ben.
Please. Sorry, Greg.
That's cool.
It's really rad to be in this space with some old friends and some new friends. Totally cool. And just so you guys know, we were scheduled to read at Pilot Books, and the bookstore closed. And it was just really amazing and top-notch how Thomas got in touch with you guys, and you guys were so willing to just last minute, like, put this on, you know? So it's really appreciated on our end, and just really thankful to be here. So I'm going to read a few poems and just play one song, I think. Because actually, for the last couple of years, I've been playing way more music than writing, so I felt like I should play a song. But I still do write a lot. And Rich and Eric are putting out a chapbook, which I'm really excited about. So I'm going to read from that. It's called Paragraphs for Dolphins, and it's cool that this is a neat intimate space, so you can actually see the form, because they're kind of, never mind that note on the bottom, I'll put this one up here. But they're all these blocks, basically, and they're justified on both ends, so, and it's really kind of integral, in my opinion, to, like, the feel of the poems. And they really feel like paragraphs for me. I don't really know where they came from, but I was writing them to my ex-girlfriend, and then realized that it wasn't helping anything. So I changed them and started writing them to dolphins and other things. So I'll read a few of those. Dear dust, ask yourself the bright red earth, platitudes, how laundry spins as whirls wind, unexplored caverns, breathless rock, as in heretofore unremarkable, dull intent once revealed, disobedient isotopes, like a murder on a train, even dolphin-like, or whaled, rather, beach, how long till the tapestry disintegrates, windowsill to build venture, like snapshots of tracks, make play at christening, in memory, imageless, the thinning of soap. Dear past, I'll call you severed, uncomfortable, as in baited, hookless, like adjusting to decay, or the stenographer's dust-crumbled letters, how to love from the ground up, a whim, dressed up but reeling, twitching. Dear integrated, bring the faithful maps, another country's calibration, like snorkeling the foreign consistency of a daydream. How planets delineate, unkempt this bragging, inside a flower an answer, like entering a nation's irascible movement. How to chart a blistering people, as in the sun's stubborn recalcitrance, or eternity's demeanor, life's decisions on prosper, to blend part radical, part square. Dear disintegrated, I'll call you part, as rodent run or ladder scurry, twist, a filtering through politic, uselessly drunk on phantoms, like a farm of implausible suggestions harvested for usury. Nowhere to turn in an argument's gaze, fear-driven, insensate, as in no sense, evermore to try. Dear policeman, impossibility a sponge, as in absorbent, poverty's play, like a bludgeoning of drastic undertakings, a camp in the desert, or putrefaction, to eliminate a nation's wasteful theories, distress signal, authorities glance on failure so skittish, dear obeisance, I'll call you covered in fur, gland-like, sweated, a possible outcome, in need of ostentation, how waiting gets plausible, hurryless, just at bay, O officer, O dolphin, a summer fade on the jagged horizon, to exit realm and principle, vicarious pleasantries, man-made and bleached, fast temperature, emaciate, how a symphony ends, or satiate, what makes the world full, in lieu of quietude, a possible stance, emphatic or unwilling, as in opposed, wall-like. Dear traction, hope spins outside desire, like bravery made, fastened, a falling timepiece, as in nothing remembered gets excavated, whether for family or history's monocle, its piercing pince-nez, like perfections rise and dip, a dolphin fin, meditations in an emergence, how combat makes apathy, dear newness, I'll call you separated, as in keeping, or plastic, the blood life of tangential thinking, diagrams halfway to full or frozen, stuck by momentum, alcohol's problem, when does clarity avail itself, so chosen incorrectly to keep rapport safe, politeness overrated, faultless, as in, without traction, planted and spinning, policed, garnered out of, made sequential in regards to where a rainbow touches, fostered then, aground, though looking, always looking. Dear filtering, sorry, we just ate Ethiopian food, it's coming back up. Dear filtering, ablaze in a barnstorm, abandoned, the opera light of the Midwest, or under the high-definition sea, chiaroscuro, formalness, constructed in tones, released in spasm and electricity, crippled, at bay, rather, adrift in an anchored display, a child's twilight diorama, to just barely fit, so interred, washed through into stuck, severed predisposition. What are memory's limits? A polished stone, for instance, awash in the temple-like return of its river, finned, to overwinter without, though moving through, or carving, dear carving, I'll call you deadened, verveless, a pigeon, where does it go when it dies? Mummified clean streets, as anyone, an attempt at dressing. Dear claustrophobic, universal but specific too, children walking, a thing desired never taken, as space forgotten, laughing in buttons, roadblocked, passed up for false accounting. Society's farts, for instance, how planes burgeon out of smoothness, sheltered, bereaved, clotted inside plastic, space as blood, how to become new, a trap door to discard the dead, or posit. Dear policeman, I'll call you budged, gender-specific, identity's tornado a flood, a blessing on drafting, how a thief pilfers the night's vicissitudes, the distant dreaming, trapped, then simply over, removed in succession, recalled, rather, to reclaim spirit, contracting out a blotted screen, lightless, yet pulsing, steady. Just do one more of these. Dear burst, to minister the inside of cells, shot through as video, grained, parlayed, how fruit grows, falls, traps, receded, like sun-blistered skin, or the physical nature of fat, white, bubbled, to pass at face value, or face anxiety's salutations as tides recede, like poetry's possibilities, delineated, dream-dead, precipice-less. How is nakedness reflected, mirrored? Dear mirror, I'll call you ringed, terrored in, brought forward but kept at bay, transfigured, then falsely scintillated, disallowed due to vacuum, crookedness-less, cartooned, a draft to honor by, though villainous, lodged in deceit and ardor, so ran from, fleeced or fled, agogged, left down. Thomas is putting some of these in the new page boy too, so it's fun to read them in front of him. Hopefully he won't.
I take it back.
And I also wanted to thank Will Owen, who's sitting right here, who actually set up the reading at Pilot.
The former Pilot.
Yeah, the former Pilot. So yeah. Thanks, Will. We definitely wouldn't have been up here if it wasn't for you. So really appreciate that. And I'm glad you could make it. So I'll just read two more pretty short poems and then play a song. For a while I was writing these poems that were, all the titles were just like two words separated by a comma. So this one was called Low Deep. Low deep are the tunneled hoots of gray-horned owls, easy silhouettes. Love is overrated, I think, but to prove otherwise, you both sink low and deep into the evidence of night, change what follows. You two are one and one, but not one, a thing real and naked, casual and undone. This one's called Pausing, Turning. Up over Brooklyn, the dead fall, then filter through channeled eyes that shade and cast out mortality's color in competition, as a wooded space opens to haunted urban landscapes. Vitality drops any need for martyrs. What do the dead think? To survive like this? Remaining, nibbling, pausing, turning? There, plump and brown, a squirrel at ease with a cracker. Longevity defines itself from various angles.
Sorry.
You like that line?
Like
there,
the
plump and brown, a squirrel at ease with a cracker.
Oh!
Longevity defines itself from various angles, allowing in burial some aspect of history that we unearth as we live among the dead. To celebrate prematurely in an ill-matched costume under ambition's guidance, memory's onslaught. The dead grow white, discerning, dimensionless, hollowed and filled, meandering, osmotic. Simultaneously, then, we live, unquantifiable yellows and blacks, circling, deep, awake.
Thanks.
Excuse my throat. This has been happening to me at readings recently. I don't know. Maybe it's alcohol's problem. Which was a line from the poem I read.
Are you in Whirlies?
I do play in a band called the Whirlies, but it's not just me. But Erica, who's sitting over there, gave me this guitar, I think, about 12 years ago, maybe. So it's cool to play a song on it while she's here. This is an old song, but I've kind of revisited it.
Thank you.
instead. These thoughts always filtered red. What was said, underfed, overrated, and misled.
Cool.